This is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. With me right now, I have Wings defenseman Eric Hoffman. Eric, you've now played two games this season. You're proving yourself out on the floor. This past weekend, very rough weekend for the team. 20-10 defeat last night to Toronto, and going up against a tough Edmonton team, falling 8-6. What does the team need to do to get back on track going into Buffalo next weekend?
Sure. You know, I think with the first game against Toronto, I think it was a mental lapse more than anything, you know. Kind of the proverbial snowball, you know, it's kind of builds and goes downhill, and it's once it gets going, it's hard to stop. I think we took the travel from Toronto back home, gave us a chance to kind of regroup and think about what we had to do and really kind of dial in and focus. You know, I think tonight, even though we lost, the feeling is a hell of a lot different than it was against Toronto, you know. We left Toronto feeling like there's still something left in the tank, maybe we could have done more. I think tonight, even though we didn't come out away with a W, I think everybody feels like, you know, they gave their best, and it just, you know, he's not going to win them all.
Now, this was the last of the ever treacherous back-to-back games. Like I said, next week you're in Buffalo, then you come home for a Sunday game against the Minnesota Swarm. Then you somewhat have a week off before you have that back-to-back weekend with Rochester. So if there's any time to get back on track, it'd be against Buffalo to win this season series.
Yeah.
Now, with the signing of Brandon Miller, obviously the fans are very happy with that. Nothing against Don Alton at all. But what does that bring into the locker room?
Oh, that's unbelievable. I mean, Brandon's been with this franchise for a long time, and, you know, this weekend he didn't get the start either game, but he was a locker room presence. You know, he speaks, people listen. You know, and I think Kirky's doing a hell of a job in net. But, you know, sometimes you see a lot of rubber, and it's just, you know, you need a break. I think having Brandon and having Kirky, you know, those are two unbelievable goalies. I don't think it matters who's in the pipes that night. I think we're going to be just fine either way.
Now, how do you feel your play has come along? The last few years you've been here, either an injury during training camp, you play 5-6 games, you get injured again. Now you're back out there after the knee surgeries, no brace. You look good out there. You're laying people out. You're making them earn every step on the floor. How does it feel to be in front of your home crowd?
Oh, man, being back is awesome. You know, having to sit out and watch, it was terrible. You know, it was. Everybody's got that competitive fire, and, you know, you see stuff, and you're like, if, you know, oh, I wish I could be out there. I wish I could be doing that. But that's not the way it works, you know. So I think having to take last year off with the knee problems, while it was very tough on me to watch, I think it was great for me mentally to grow as a player, you know, being pretty new to the box game. You know, I'm still kind of getting the hang of it, and being able to basically take a year off and get a bird's eye view and really study and get a feel for what's going on, I think it's helped me exponentially.
Yeah, Eric, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. Good luck next week in Buffalo, and we'll see you back home in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Rock.
Okay. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting from the Cure Insurance Club, where the Wings fell by a final score of 8-6.